From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Hanke and intelligence operations take center stage on Capitol Hill. Senior U.S. intelligence officials face questions at a Senate hearing that will be dominated by the intelligence community's assessment that Russia meddled in the presidential election to help Donald Trump win. The Armed Services Committee cyber threats hearing Thursday comes a day before the president-elect will be briefed by the CIA and FBI directors, along with the director of national intelligence, on the investigation into Russia's alleged hacking efforts. Trump has been deeply critical of their findings, even appearing to back controversial WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's contention that Russia did not provide him with hacked Democratic emails. The top Democrat in the Senate, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, said what Trump is doing could come back to haunt him.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Schumer made his comments on MSNBC. Slated to appear before the Armed Services Committee are James Clapper, the National Intelligence Director, Marcel Lettre, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, and Admiral Michael Rogers, National Security Agency Chief and the top officer at the U.S. Cyber Command. Report out of Turkey is reporting an explosion near a courthouse in the western city of Izmir. Details of the incident are still coming in. VOA's Turkish service says a vehicle at the scene is burning, which officials think might be the cause of the explosion. We will be following this for you on VOA, on all of our newscasts, on TV, and all of our social media platforms. This is VOA. Turkish authorities detained more people Thursday in connection with a New Year's attack at an Istanbul nightclub that killed 39 people. The latest raids, reported by the state-run Anadolu News Agency, happened on the outskirts of Istanbul. The report said police detained several people from China's Muslim Uyghur community. Since the attack early Sunday, about 40 people have been detained, though none of them is the shooter, who is still at large. Officials say Wednesday they know the attacker's identity but have not revealed it to the public. There have been images made public taken from a security camera, and Turkish media widely showed a video they said was of the suspected shooter walking around Istanbul's Taksim Square. A major water crisis in Syria's capital worsened as regime and rebel forces clashed near its main reservoir Thursday, despite a fragile truce that entered its seventh day. The water from rebel-held Wadi Barada, which supplies 4 million people in Damascus, has been cut since December 22nd, causing major shortages. The regime and rebels have traded accusations over responsibility. Government forces backed by Lebanon's Hezbollah group are fighting to recapture the area northwest of Damascus, even as a nationwide ceasefire has brought quiet to other parts of Syria in preparation for renewed peace talks. The truce, brokered by regime backer Russia and rebel-sponsored Turkey, was meant to pave the way for peace negotiations later this month in the Kazakh capital of Astana. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said regime forces late Wednesday launched dozens of airstrikes on parts of Wadi Barada, along with artillery and rocket fire, killing a firefighter. In South Korea, the process for removing a democratically elected leader from office seems to be impeached first and ask questions later. In early December, the National Assembly voted overwhelmingly to impeach President Park Geun-hye on charges of abuse of power, bribery, and infringement of press freedom in connection with an alleged multi-million-dollar influence peddling scandal. Well, the impeachment motion also charges the president with negligence for the government's purported inept response to the 2014 Sewol ferry disaster that killed over 300 people, many of them school-aged children. However, the vote was held before a newly appointed independent counsel began its investigation into possible executive branch wrongdoings, and before a special legislative committee began holding televised hearings on the allegations of misconduct by the president. Both of these investigations are still underway. Now it's up to 9 judges on the Constitutional Court to uphold the impeachment vote or to reinstate the president, Park Geun-hye.
That's the latest world news from VOA.